Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
There's a change in your heart, the situation you're in. A matter of choosing how things go for you and not having things forced upon you. There are plenty of forces against you, forcing you against your will, your ideals. You've got to hope for the best. That's the best you can hope for. You've got to hope against hope. Sal Paradise said. He said, the city intellectuals of the world are divorced from the folk body blood of the land and are just rootless fools. So listen, and the smile, the condescending pat on the back comes and says, we're sorry, but you're nothing, you've got nothing for us, and we've got nothing for you. You say no. That we fail explicitly to everyday life without understanding what is subversive about love and what is positive in the refusal of constraint. Since people have a corpse in their mouth.
LRK is proud to support the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, a nationally recognized full-service architectural planning and interior design firm. LRK has advanced to the built environment in the city of Memphis for over 40 years. Learn more about how LRK can bring your ideas to life at lrk.com.
Everybody, welcome to On a Racetrack in France. It's me, Caitlin. We've got a great show ready for you. I got DJ Juge with me in the studio. We're ready to have some fun. I'm going to start y'all off with one of my very, very favorite songs called Zobi la Mouche by Les Negres Vertes. It was their first hit, 1988, from their album called, wait for it, Mwah. Here we go. Zobi la Mouche.
Vous me reconnaissez? Ah, c'est moi. Zobé la mouche. Hey, bravo, ça t'a l'air.
Zap, zap, la mer.
That was Zobie la Mouche by Les Negres Vertes, a punk and rye group from the south of France. Next up, I'm going to play you a couple songs. Sorry, can you hear me? I'm going to play you a couple songs from soundtracks of films by Tony Gatliffe. There are some of my favorite. It's been a pretty emotional week this week, and I'm just looking for some comfort, you know? So I thought, why not play these? Tony Gatliffe is a French-Algerian movie director of Romani descent, and he made a couple of my favorite films, including Gajo Dilo and Exil. So this first song I'm going to play for you is called Tutti Frutti, and it's from his film Gajo Dilo from 1997 that just tells the story of a kind of aimless French young man who goes looking for a long-lost Romani folk singer and all kinds of adventures and lots of music ensue. So without any further ado, Tutti Frutti.
Tequila,
That was Tutti Frutti, the music of the Romani singers in Tony Getlief, his first film, Gadjodilo. Next up, same director, 10 years later, he filmed Exil about his sudden departure from Algeria, moving to France and feeling displaced, feeling uprooted, and then going back and grappling with all of the that entailed. In this particular song, the characters have met some of their family that they've never met before, and they're trying to reconnect. It's very intense, and I think it's really perfectly suited for folks who are feeling uprooted and maybe a little bit lost this week. This song is called Ceux qui nous quittent, from the film Exil, written by Tony Getlief and Delphine Montoulet. Those who leave us always return. Next up, I'm going to play some Colette Mani. She was one of France's very first protest singers. Only started singing seriously well into her 30s. She was a charismatic performer who sang blues, jazz, protest songs, experimental music, and spoken word. She sings a beautiful, beautiful version of one of my favorite songs, the St. James Infirmary, a classic song made famous by Louis Armstrong back in the day. I'm sure you're familiar with it, but I hope you enjoy this version by the late Colette Mani.
It was down in Old Joe's barroom, on a corner by the square. The drinks were served as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my left stood O'McSullivan. His eyes were bloodshot red. He turned to the crowd around him. These were the very words he said. I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. When I die, please bury me in my high-topped Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys may say I died standing pat. I want 6 grab shooties for pallbearers, a chorus girl to sing this song. Put a jazz band on my hearse wagon, so we can raise hell as we roll along. And now that you've heard my story, I'll take another shot of booze. If anyone happens to ask you, well, I've got those gambler's blues. Well, I've got those gambler's blues.
That was Colette Mani with St. James Infirmary. We're going to follow that up for you today with Paris Mood, Un de Fromage, an instrumental tune by the wonderful Tom Waits off of his off the soundtrack of the Jim Jarmusch film A Night on Earth. This was recorded in Paris in the late 90s. And even though you can't hear his signature raspy voice, this is classic Tom Waits. I hope you enjoy it. Paris Mood, Un de Fromage by Tom Waits. Thank you. love that song so much. That was, of course, Sidney Bechet with Si Tu Vois Ma Mère, which was recorded, which is an original song, recorded in 1952. Si Tu Vois Ma Mère means If You See My Mother. In 1952 is the year of birth of my mama, so how's that? How's that for a beautiful coincidence? Before that, of course, Tom Waits with Paris Mood. And we are going to stay in New Orleans for a minute and have some Preservations Hall jazz band. One song that I cannot help but get up and dance when I hear, Tutti Ma is a big fine thing. Here she comes. Tutti Ma, she is a big fine thing. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Next, we're going to hear Douce France by Quart de Séjour. Douce France is a French classic. We learned it at school. Everybody knows the lyrics. It's kind of a very sweet, happy little tune that was written in the 40s during the Second World War by Charles Trenet. Talk about how much he loved his country, how beautiful it was, how much it meant to him. But this version is kind of a take on that song by Quart de Séjour, which is a French band from the 80s made up of Rachid Taha, Jamel Diff, Mokhtar Amini, Mohamed Amini, and Jérôme Savy. They pay homage to that song, Douce France, but they also make a fine point of reminding their listeners that French people look all kinds of different ways and sound all kinds of different ways. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of our country. So a great sentiment and also a great, great song. So I hope you enjoy it. Douce France by Quart de Séjour.
Il revient à ma mémoire des souvenirs familiers. Il revient à ma mémoire des souvenirs familiers. Il revient à ma mémoire souvenir familier. Je revois ma blouse noire lorsque j'étais écolier sur le chemin de l'école. Je chantais à pleine voix des romances sans parole, vieilles chansons d'autrefois. Douce France, de mon enfance, bercée de tant d'insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Mon village, au clocher, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge ont partagé mon bonheur. La joie ou la douleur, j'ai connu des paysages et des soleils merveilleux au cours de lointains voyages, tout là-bas sous d'autres cieux. Mais combien je leur préfère mon ciel bleu, mon horizon, ma grande route et ma rivière, ma prairie et ma maison. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tant d'insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Mon village, au clocher, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge j'ai mon bonheur,
mon bonheur.
Oui, je t'aime et je te donne ce poème. Oui, je t'aime dans la joie ou la douleur. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tant de
Ugh, that was a long one, but a good one. That was Idris Muhammad with Could Heaven Ever Be Like This off the incredible album Turn This Mother Out. Check it out. It's got the best cover ever. I think I played Idris Muhammad a couple weeks ago. He is one of the most sampled contemporary drummers out of New Orleans, and I just love him. So I'm going to follow him up with another great, great tune by probably my favorite jazz flutist, Yusef Lateef. In this case, he has his own version of Erik Satie's first Gymnopédie. So Erik Satie was a French composer from the early 1800s who really introduced a whole new way of thinking about music and piano composition. In this case, Yusef Lateef, who's also an innovator in his field, gives it a try. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm really kind of in a soothing kind of mood. I need things that are going to soothe my soul. So I'm sharing this with you, and I hope it does the same for you. First Gymnopédie by Yusef Lateef. What a beauty. That was Yusef Lateef playing First Gymnopédie. Next up, I'm going to play Paolo Conte's singing Sparring Partner, which is from the soundtrack. This is the French Connection. It's from a soundtrack of a François Ozon film called 5x2, 5x2. And the film is came out in 2004. And it's the backstory to the gradual disintegration of a middle-class marriage. My high school best friend and I would watch this movie over and over again and just cry our eyes out. Why were we so invested in this kind of like middle-aged, middle-class marriage disintegrating? I don't know. But anyway, we would listen to this song over and over and just think about what our future would hold and what, you know, just how filled with romance and romantic thoughts our life was at the time. And to this day, I still get those feelings when I listen to this song. So without any further ado, Sparring Partner, or as he pronounces it, Sparring Partner, by Paolo Conte.
Macaco senza storia, dice lei di lui. Che gli manca la memoria, in fondo ai guanti bui. Ma il suo sguardo è una veranda. Tempo al tempo e lo vedrai che si addentra nella giungla, no, non incontrarlo mai. De-de-de, de-de-de, de-de-de-de. Guardato in fondo al gioco, tutto qui, ma sai, sono un vecchio sparring partner e non ho visto mai. Una calma più di grata, segreta di così. Prendi il primo pullman via, tutto il resto è già poesia. Da, da, da. Certi applausi ormai. Sono dovuti per amore non incontrarlo mai. Stava lì nel suo sorriso a guardar passare i tram. Vecchia pista da elefanti stesa sopra al macadam. Da-da-dam, da-da-dam, da-da-da-dam.
Ugh, what a special, special feeling listening to that. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did here in the studio. Next up, we are going to play The Payback by James Brown. Why? Because it was the inspiration for a lot of 90s French hip-hop artists. They sampled the heck out of it. They listened to it on repeat. They were obsessed by the origin story. Basically, James Brown recorded The Payback as part of a soundtrack for a blaxploitation film called Hell Up in Harlem, which never actually got made. And he always said that the producer told him it was, quote, not funky enough, which can't possibly be true. It's become an absolute cult classic with reason. It's a jam. It's a bop. And we are going to listen to it right now, followed by one of the songs it, one of the many songs it inspired. So turn up your radio and listen to The Payback with us.